You guys hear about this iPhone thing? Yeah, no buttons. I love the BlackBerry. I gotta have the buttons and the little knob that feels like a nipple.
The iPhone 4S comes out next week. I might get it. Do you hear about Siri? I bet she understands us very clearly, and I bet I use it all the time. Same with FaceTime. I bet that's super HD right now.
I swear Apple just ups the game every year. The fingerprint? I'm getting the fingerprint
one.
Yeah,
you're gonna get the 5S? Yeah, I think I might get the 5C.
Oh, the plastic one with the colors?
Very plastic, but the colors are awesome.
I mean, you cover it with the case anyway.
So. No one's gonna see it, but
do
yeah.
Do you think they're doing something with our fingerprints?
Maybe, but Russia can have them.
Yeah, I want the phone.
iPhone X, dude. Not 10. They just skipped 9. That's how you know it's great. No more button! Face ID. Do you think they're doing something with our Face ID? We're giving them a lot of data. It's worth it!
A new one came out? Oh my gosh, I don't even pay any attention. Which one is it? I'm trying to think, which one do I even have? 12, 13, Mini, Max, Pro, Pod?
I forget. That's why I have a Samsung.
Dude, everyone hates you. You probably use WhatsApp.
Put me in the
group text. Use WhatsApp, go to Malaysia.
You grabbing a new iPhone, Jake? iPhone 14.
I probably will, as long as I need to make sure I don't already have the iPhone 14.
Right.
Because it is easy to forget.
I have the 13.
I have three cameras on the back, whatever that is. I remember that was a...
Tritophobia. Is that what they call it? What was it?
Rachel, it's funny you
fear
say that.
Fear of threes?
Oh, wait. What am I thinking of? I was thinking of arachnophobia.
The girl I'm with is scared of spiders, too. Were you excited? Were you?
No.
I finally found another one.
No, I got a little rough start to the podcast for me.
We got Katie's back on. Hey, Katie.
Hello.
Are you scared of spiders?
Not too bad.
Scared of threes?
I'm less scared than you are.
Of threes?
Both.
You guys have talked about this
before? Both, yeah. I'm more scared of seven.
We got Katie's new iPhone on the way.
Yes. I have an 11, so, you know.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah.
I did. That was funny. I was like, I'll just get you the baseline. You don't care, right? And she was like, no. She needs 256 gigs of memory.
He loves to. That was the other thing. We got an Apple Watch and I was like, oh, you're not using it. Can I use it? And then all of a sudden he's like, no, I want to use it. You know, actually, I'm going to get myself the new one and then you can use this old one.
Yeah, that makes sense, right?
He always gets the like better tech. And I'm like, not anymore.
Yeah, like a year or two ago, I was like, she was still, because she did have a work computer. Then she left that job. And I was like, we need to get you let's get you this MacBook Air. Like, it doesn't matter. And then I was like, I need a MacBook. And I got like
the way nicer one.
Like, it's like when these kids go to college, they get the fanciest MacBook just to like use Word documents.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't have done that, but
honestly,
all good.
A laptop is fine.
I mean, I was this close to buying the new crazy like $1,000 Apple Watch. I was like, I'm not diving.
Yeah.
100 meters.
He's never even used an Apple Watch before.
I didn't get it. So good for me. We're back. Correct opinions. Like, subscribe, 5 stars, all that good stuff. Tell us. Who has better hair, Jake or Katie, in the reviews?
Oh, yeah. Tough competition, honestly.
Beautiful blonde locks. Roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
All right, two things just from the intro. One, let's talk spiders. I'm more of a scared of snakes guy versus spiders. I don't know about you. Saw a snake on the golf course this weekend. Really lost my cool at it. Not like cursing at it, but just saying things. I just, as we drove by it, I just was like, you suck, you suck, you suck.
Pretty good size.
Yeah, I don't know why I said that to a snake. I just, it like invigorated something in me. Yeah, pretty good size. Big black scary snake.
Oh, like 3 feet?
Like most of the width of the cart path. So.
Oh my.
That's pretty
big.
Yeah, it'll make you scream and point at it.
You turn into a old Christian real fast. Be gone with you.
So that's really what scares me. But then the same day, we go back to the Airbnb. I go to shower. Not really that scared of spiders, unless I am naked. And when there's a spider in the shower, I feel like that was way scarier to me. I was like, I don't know. I feel more vulnerable. Normally, I'm not that scared of spiders. But you don't have a shoe. It's like, I don't know what to do with
this
thing.
They're just looking at, checking out with all 8 eyes.
They got 8 eyes.
Yeah, they're all up in there. They're dying to web in there. I came out to my car here at the studio, and a good, like, this big spider, inch in diameter, had webbed from like the side of my car to the side of the garage.
Oh,
I mean, it went
quick.
To work.
Just in a few hours?
I'm worried. Yeah, the studio's a little more out of the city. We were watching the game here Sunday, which NFL's back, had a blast. And it was a nice day out, so doors open, starts getting dark. I mean, a moth the size of a sparrow flew into the studio, and then it went under the couch, and I don't know where
It's still down there?
He's caught in a spider's web now.
I guess. There maybe it's laying babies. I don't know. It was a bird.
It might have been.
I saw my first coyote this weekend, and now I'm terrified to be anywhere in the suburbs at night now. I'm like, coyotes just roam around. They're probably not scared of me.
Yeah. They do. Are they dangerous? I was near a coyote once, and I wasn't scared, but in the moment, I was like, should I be more worried? Will this thing come at me?
I don't, coyotes are one of those things you hear them a lot, or at least where I grew up. I would hear them every night, but you don't see them. You know, it's like the ocean or something. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a seashell up to you. Then when you see the ocean, like, oh, this seems...
Right, or racist.
Yeah. Huh.
That's a good comparison. You hear him, but I've never seen it.
I think you should only be scared of a coyote if you're a chihuahua.
Yeah, if you're smaller than a coyote, you probably gonna be scared.
I mean, that's for sure. I'm very grateful
for coyotes. Yeah, the Ring.
Unfortunately.
Oh, can we talk about the Ring neighborhood app? Do you have Ring?
No.
No. Do you, Derek?
No, I do not. But you don't. I have like 8 security cameras.
Whoa. Oh, okay.
Fort Knox.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do we. If anyone knows where we live, so do we.
No, I want to look at the neighborhood.
Come hang out of my house. I got nothing.
You
got
to get the Ring app purely for the feed of people just posting like, all the time. When we first moved, because we moved from like the very safe, quiet suburbs to a little more of the city a few years back. And I remember our first weekend there. Yeah. It was like 2 a.m. There's activity at your front door. And we're like, and there's like a raccoon.
It was like in the camera. Sniffing
the camera. And then you'll hear like... I mean, this gets posted every day. Gunshots.
Every day, gunshots.
What is it, like Google Maps? You can just like flag traffic or like a cop. People just like check a box for gunshots.
People are too much. There's 15 comments on this. 13 hours ago, gunshots. Anyone else hear those gunshots? I heard at least 35 of them. Not consistently, but like 3 different times. Yeah, they're like not fully automatic.
It's like a burst rifle, maybe.
Yeah, maybe an M16. And then comments. Where? Not in my area. I just heard police sirens. I'm hearing gunfire on this other area. I don't hear anything by me.
Are you just in a nationwide Ring chat? Or is this like localized?
This is in the area.
It's localized, but I mean, it's a pretty broad.
21 hours ago, lost Chihuahua dog.
Another one. Do you think it's the other one?
Oh, we could only pray. What if it's... Dude, there is a coyote feasting on Chihuahuas.
Yeah, there is.
Chihuahuas are down.
I think just dogs in general. The amount of lost dog posters I've seen it's crazy. They're everywhere.
I have a friend whose parents have a second house on a golf course in Arizona. And his dad was telling me a story that he was kind of pointing out. He's like, you see that fairway over there that used to be all woods and brush, and they cleared it out and they made a golf hole out of it. And he said, when they cleared it out, they found that a coyote kind of like nest or burrow, I don't know what their homes are called, but the coyote's dwelling was in these woods.
Oh no.
And when they cleared it out, they found over 150 dog collars. I knew that one was going to be a good one for Katie.
150? Oh,
and I will say, I like dogs more than either of these people. Okay, yeah, so don't think I'm saying that because I think it's fun that dogs are dead. I think that's a shocking fun fact. And
so, okay, so crazy. It's real. They're out there.
Yeah.
I mean, another Chihuahua, the Chihuahuas don't stand a chance. And here's a Ring thing. Coyote. I was out walking my dog and a small coyote came running down the sidewalk, like in a city street. So also lost cat. That's not possible. That cat's just done with you.
That's how they live.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It might be dead. The coyote probably likes cats too.
Yeah. I don't think he's real picky.
Yeah.
With his meat. If I had to guess.
So the Ring app, they're great. And then they'll just, people will just post, you can tell they're sitting in the neighborhood. Like, anyone else hear those sirens? People are like, yep, heard them.
Yeah. Like, what is that?
What kind of weird, maybe we'll post on there. Anyone want to grab a drink this weekend? Talk about the gunshots and maybe find Chihuahua dog collars.
Let's talk, camera perspectives. You guys think it should be a wider POV or what do you guys think? Let's talk Ring cameras. Specs.
Talk Ring cameras.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? You guys have any homeless stay the night on your porch?
We did.
Homeless are real night owls.
He just sat on our porch awake for a few hours before falling asleep.
All good. I took care of it like a man. No. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir.
And then we walked away and called the police.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds awesome. Another thing I was going to talk about the intro, I got really excited. I was like, Rachel, never mind. Trypophobia or whatever, I think is the fear of threes. Mm-hmm. Rachel claims that she has trypophobia. Anyone want to guess what that is?
Fear of eating cow stomach.
Close. Katie, can you top it? Derek, you got a mic. Any guesses? Trypophobia.
Tripe. Tripe sounds like a fish.
Tripus cow fear stomach, right?
Trey's not budging. Oh,
no, I was impressed by that. Fear of, that I knew
fear
that.
Fear of river fish.
Okay. Fun game. The answer was the fear of tiny, tiny holes. You seen this or heard of this?
No.
So Rachel would claim that she has this phobia. Now, what's interesting is Rachel's best friend from her tiny little high school
has a tiny mouth.
has tiny holes all over her face.
Yeah. Her eye, beady little eyes.
Nostrils where it's like, can you breathe? It's just so tiny. Like AirPods don't fit her ears.
Right.
Yeah. Can't even drink through a straw. Whoa. It's just so tiny. Hmm. No, Rachel's best friend, coincidentally, also has this phobia. And just like, I always give her a hard time. Like, really? Okay, Trey's got the...
Just freak it with this. If I just walked up to Rachel like this, would it freak her out?
I wouldn't chance
just make all the holes tiny.
I mean, I'm puckering but not up because down there of too. Trypophobia.
I think most people would be alarmed. I'm puckering.
Okay, so what I don't like,
Derek, maybe could you pull up an
number
image
one
for us?
Is tripe cow stomach?
Oh, you were really set on this.
You look up that, Derek. Right. I'll look up this. The first or second stomach of a cow, tripe.
How do you know?
Yes,
this?
Dude, because I don't think I've eaten it, but I've seen it on menus and thought, what's that?
Good for
and
you.
And then you say cow stomach and you go, take that off the menu. Who's serving this? Everything you know about trypophobia.
You just had a Slumdog Millionaire moment right there. That was very impressive. I saw it once on a menu 2016. Yep. I asked him about it. Never forgot it.
Fear I'd like to phone holes. A friend to tell him I'm about to win $1 million.
Let's go. Let's go image search. Let's really.
Yeah. Let's Google tiny holes.
Like a colander. Like, is she scared of a colander?
Trey, translation. What does colander mean? I don't know what Katie's talking about.
Like a strainer, like you would put pasta.
Strainer.
Oh, okay.
It's the scientific name every for a strainer.
I don't like this either. I might be joining her with the fear of holes.
Every now and then the adults talk and I need a little translation. I don't know what they're saying sometimes.
Could she grate cheese?
I actually really don't like looking at these images either.
Well, that is freaking me out. But they're showing us like... horrific skin diseases.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh.
Maybe it works. The pomegranate was lovely, but whatever was on the bottom of the guy's foot didn't help.
Yeah, the skin ones weren't too much.
I love, like, I'm scared of the color gray. Like, why? And it's just dead bodies that are gray. Yeah. See, it's freaking me out. Well, show me a nice, you know, kitchen cabinet. Yeah, you're showing me a deadly eye disease.
Yeah, what was that?
Show me crumbled feta on a Greek salad. That won't scare me.
Really, ew. This is my role, this podcast. Every 5 minutes, I just bring up something pretty horrific.
That did raise a lot of anxiety in me.
So anyway, Rachel and I have talked about like plants we want to get or something like that. But there's certain plants that have, you know, it's like they're almost, they have like little holes or whatever in them. Okay. And Rachel's like, I would really not enjoy those plants. And it comes up every now and then.
Do you think that she and her friend like learned about it when they were really little and then decided they were scared of it?
Probably one like Google search gone awry and then that happened. That they saw like holy feet and like, I'm pretty terrified of this.
I might be a trypophobia now.
You and Rachel could talk about it tomorrow night.
Because you Googled it when you were young?
Because of those images I just saw at the age of 30. Okay.
I think the tomorrow night's red carpet event would be a great time to talk holes and feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys could talk.
Not to brag, but we have a red carpet event.
Yeah. I don't know what a colander is, so.
Yeah. Or cocktail attire.
Yeah. I was just making sure. I knew Rachel would have questions. I wanted to make sure what you guys were wearing.
No, that was very, very kind of you.
Thank you.
The queen died. Moment of silence.
The new iPhone's out. Two.
The new iPhone is out. The queen. I saw. The queen. I've got a kick out of how much America kind of doesn't care. It's pretty mean, right?
I don't know how to feel.
Our president died, the UK would just make fun of us? Probably.
I don't know. They would probably be more sentimental.
I saw a tweet that said, America, this is like if hamburger died. And that put it in perspective. If we just lost the hamburger.
Because of like what it means culturally?
Yeah, or just the...
Or the queen gave us like a lot of calories.
yeah, I think hamburger, it's like, it's loved. Everyone knows about it. Everyone's experienced it. It's cost a lot of us our lives.
And it will give you heart disease.
I think that's what they meant. The Queen, 96. Now we have King Charles. What do you think about King Charles? You fired up about him?
I
love the shirt, by the way.
Thank you. It's black. Got a little warm. Oh, wow. Look at us.
That's really cute.
Dang it. I should have left the quarter zip on. We look identical. This could even be the same exact shirt. I don't know anything about the monarchy. Sue me.
You excited about King Charles, Katie? Don't he's hot, right?
He's like 80 something.
Oh, okay. I just figured they're all hot. I did see there's a Meghan Markle is not welcome at the funeral.
Really?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
How come? Too hot?
Minority.
Prince Andrew was, though.
Prince Andrew's invited?
Yep. He couldn't wear his military outfit, though.
Because of his reputation?
We don't know. Yeah.
But he's alleged.
Once you go to Epstein's Island 20 times, you don't. People don't really want you wearing your military outfit.
Yeah, come to the funeral, but keep a low profile. You're good at that.
That's kind of your thing.
Meghan Markle, because they...
Well, they had...
They ditched the family.
Yeah.
For, probably decent reasons.
Do you think Meghan Markle's kind of excited she didn't have to go now? She's like, whew, that was going to be like a three-day weekend thing.
Yeah, probably. I mean,
I didn't have to go now.
Great.
Now I can watch football.
What, Archie? Is Archie allowed to go?
Archie?
Archie?
Is that the Meghan's son?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Surely
he is. Because
well, he's not, but yeah, he is allowed to go, but not he's not allowed to be near Prince Andrew. I saw a release from King Charles.
They're gonna attach.
Oh, Katie's got a new toy. Well, she okay.
That's enough.
That's enough button.
The joke about little Archie and Andrew and Prince Andrew.
Okay, yeah, you don't have to explain.
Is enough.
So Biden's going to the funeral.
Oh, nice.
I saw.
Is he going to say a few words?
He's doing the eulogy. And no. Yeah, I doubt they're probably have him keep a low profile. Trump, is Trump going?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. He's going to zoom in from the island, maybe?
Yeah, him and Prince Andrew have something planned. They're going to be going somewhere afterwards.
Man. Our world leaders. It's very entertaining.
Katie, how'd you feel when the Queen died? I feel like girls were more sentimental than men.
Yeah,
were.
A lot of girls posted.
The royal family. Girls love it.
I mean, I do like the show The Crown, but that's the extent of my Here's knowledge. Here's what I'll say.
I mean, if they canceled The Crown, that's another combo.
So now they're going to have to make a new season because, this update. So that, kind of made me happy. No, I'm just kidding.
The Crown is totally based on?
Yeah, Queen Elizabeth.
Is it like fictional at all?
I mean, it's like based off of
it is based on the true story, though.
Historical events,
I knew nothing about it. Is what was the last big royal event? The royal wedding. Who was that between? That had like 5 years ago or whatever.
Meghan Markle getting married.
Oh.
Baby's being born, too. That's a big event.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
The last one was Meghan Markle's?
Baby? Maybe.
Which I guess wasn't royal.
Kate and...
John.
I only know the girls' names. They have three kids now.
John and Kate?
Yeah, they're working on eight.
Wait, Meghan has three kids.
No, Meghan has one.
Okay.
Kate Middleton.
And we don't know his.
And Harry. No, Harry is Harry Meghan. And Meghan.
William is Kate.
William, yes.
There you go. There's the rundown. Y'all are welcome.
How much we know here.
Completely factual. It's funny piecing together. Like, I've heard the words Meghan Markle and Kate Middleton before, and now I know. They're like descendants. Of the crown. I didn't necessarily know that. Now I know.
Yes, both married in. So I don't know if you...
Oh, so not descendants. So I'm getting it. I'm getting it.
Yeah. Okay. No, they...
They would never be in line.
They talked. Meghan Markle just got like set up like on a Hinge date with Harry. Harry.
It wasn't a Hinge. Something crazy. It was like a mutual friend, yeah.
Just like, I want you to meet this guy. He's pretty cute.
I think they had like his run family into has, each like, a other nice business. A few times before.
Like, I'm the Prince of England. So those people don't have jobs at all? Did they do anything?
How or does just, that work? What is the compensation for just, like, the Prince of England?
They just show up to like the tennis tournaments and.
Well, a lot of the princes are in the military.
And they they're on the front lines.
Okay, well, they're not on the front lines.
I forgot Harry was in like Baghdad for years. They
are like generals or whatever they are.
They don't do anything.
Just watch The Crown, okay?
What does The Crown make it seem like they do? They're like making military plans?
No, they're which one of them is? The Prince of Wales, specifically. So he has to go to Wales and, you know, kind of oversees what's happening.
Okay. Derek, what are you showing us, Derek?
Prince Harry had an interview.
He describes his duties. Okay. Oh,
it's
yeah,
Harry,
I
as
this.
You've never seen him before, back on the front lines.
Front lines, take that.
This has been my office. It's quite cramped. I'm whatever I am, 6'2". My knees are up against the screens the whole time. I'm not complaining.
We fire when we have to. Take a life to save a life. Essentially, you know, we're more of a deterrent than anything else.
Harry loves being an Apache pilot. Here, he's just one of the guys.
This is my bed.
He sleeps where they sleep, eats where they eat.
It's very easy to completely forget about who I am when I'm in the army. I am one of the guys. I don't get treated any.
See,
I like him. He's likable.
Yeah,
I like that guy.
Look at me. I sleep in a Colt. I'm flying Apaches.
6'2", very cramped.
Very cramped for me. I'm 6'2". My Apache does go a bit faster because my jawline's very aerodynamic. There's no way he was out there in like the front lines of an Apache. There's no way they'd risk his life.
Probably not. I don't know. I don't
You're
think
staged.
England's getting a lot of scuffles.
Yeah, I am.
Like, do they have an active enemy?
Yeah, are they in? Have they been in a war since?
I don't think they
The FBI.
Okay.
Prince Andrew.
Okay.
beyond that.
Morals.
More
fighting morality.
with Apaches. No, Harry seems like a good guy.
I just tried to like Google like salaries of these people. It says like the husband of Queen Elizabeth II, Prince Philip, receives money from the sovereign grant. He earns an estimated $500,000.
Oh, I saw something like Queen Elizabeth gets like $50 million a year.
Cool.
Just for a living.
I would like to apply for a job with the sovereign grant. Seems like they pay well.
Yeah, you'd be a great prince. You got the hair.
Yeah, can I apply?
You might need to go to Cotillion first.
Translation.
Manor school.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down.
Yeah.
That'd be a good first step.
Knowing what cotillion is. All right. I'm into it.
Cool. You sit down at the royal dinner. Which one of these four forks do I use?
Okay, so who's Mr. Cotillion?
Is this one for poking the servants? Hurry.
I would like to create some small holes and set the things around
Ooh,
me.
Ooh, Derek, pull this up if you can. There, King Charles, his like first signing some order, his first one. There's like a plate of pins for him to select from.
Oh, I saw him. He's like,
and then he was like, he's like, get him away from me.
It was like, what? Yeah. Like if I saw a moth near my like chips and salsa.
Right. I'd be like, hey. someone get it for me.
I saw this clip.
He like hissed like a cat.
Yeah. You're describing it perfectly. Even if we can't pull up the video, just Trey doing it was exactly what it looked like.
I'm excited.
No matter what you're in the mood for.
YouTube
ads.
Can't go wrong. Classic, cheesy.
Ooh, bacon Swiss.
We love YouTube ads around here because it's
Burger King putting their ads.
How we make a living.
Yeah, on the King Charles video. Yeah, watch this. He sits down, very royal. Then he's got a little plate for his pins.
Which I've been asking.
You can hear a pin drop in there.
I've been asking for the podcast studio to have that.
Does anyone know what he's signing? Just like confirming she's dead.
I think he's becoming the commissioner of a fantasy league.
We will call it Saquon UC. So he's signing, and then what? Okay, so you see the little plate of pins? It's in his way. Dude, those pins are in his way.
Look at the size of this.
And look, I mean, look at these things. He's having to maneuver. I mean, he's already like, I'm the king of England, dude. The face there. Get it away.
That was a funny face.
Yeah.
So it was. It was like an estranged cat had wandered on his porch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here.
So we'll keep close tabs on that. Katie, watch the next season of The Crown.
Mm-hmm.
Katie, keep tabs on that for us.
Will do.
Real quick, let's do some comments from the fans. Subscribe to the YouTube. Correct opinions. Send us your submissions to the Instagram, Correct Opinions. Send us your video submissions. We'd love to play those. But we have some modest fans. We know that. So we'll go to the comments this week. We did see one say, someone said they missed Katie. I need a physical representation on the pod to roll some eyes at Trey's and Jake's antics.
Thank you. Thank you. I decided to step away last week to see, you know, how much I was missed, and glad to hear that it worked. So
thank you. It. Thank you, H. Berry, for that. Atomic Shrek says, this podcast has been such an inspiration to me. Got me through a messy family situation, moving to a new city with no friends and searching for community in a hostile environment. Wouldn't be an exaggeration to say y'all saved my life through this podcast.
Whoa.
JK, it's a funny podcast. None of that was true.
Oh, dang it.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy.
I was about to... well it. Done. Yeah. So if you are listening to this and you're some loser who moved to a new city, what a dork.
Good for you.
No. That was very kind, and then it wasn't.
I wanted to bring up a comment. I know it's not on the Correct Opinions channel, but it's on our Mood Swings golf channel. We got a comment. So Trey beat me in a golf match this past week, and someone commented, go Trey, beat that ginger goblin.
Which, yeah, we got a lot of comedians in the comment section.
Maybe you're out there and you're wondering, oh, is that like an inside joke on the Mood Swing show? I haven't watched the videos. Is that what you call Jake? Is that what he called himself? Nope. No.
Have you been called a ginger a lot in your life?
No. It's not a common nickname.
Because, yeah, I don't see it.
It's not that red. I mean, you guys have seen Carrot Top, right?
Yeah. I feel like there's the spectrum of gingerness.
My brother has very red hair.
Yeah.
But my younger brother has almost your exact color hair. And
Prince Apache, his name. Yeah. We saw in the clip. That
Prince
was
Harry,
pretty red.
That's red hair, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have a nice, like, strawberry blonde.
Thank you.
But the goblin part.
Now the goblin part I see. Now that, like my
that
brother
you
has
must some... have heard before.
Yeah, you look like a kobold.
You look like a Clash of Clans character. You get that a lot?
Yeah, the ones that run really fast and pillage the outside walls.
Yeah, they go, they collect the elixir.
You every look time. Like, I don't know, doppelgangers, everyone's always like, you know, Katie looks like Heidi Klum, and Jake looks like
Schmeagol.
Really, any kind of antagonist in like a sci-fi movie.
Yeah. Kind of he ends up being kind of a wise creature, but.
That's the only goblin I know.
That was a good reference.
Beat that ginger goblin.
Shelby Parker comments, I had an extremely awkward experience with a cashier commenting on my purchase. I bought a pregnancy test at CVS, and the girl goes, we open for a yes or...
Oh my gosh!
Should I be wishing you good luck or no? I just laughed and said, that's personal? Like, what am I supposed to say to that? And why do CVS workers feel the need to comment?
Oh my gosh.
I had another guy say, oh, I'm guessing you or one of your roommates are sick. Morning sickness hitting already or... So that was super creepy. If you work at CVS, you should definitely keep your mouth shut because it's literally where people buy their most embarrassing items.
Yeah. I mean, you don't need to say anything for any purchase, especially a pregnancy. Just keep your mouth shut.
But
yeah,
also, sure. Those CVS employees are working 8-hour shifts there, checking people out, and they just want some entertainment.
I mean,
I think you talk about something other than the purchases, though.
Yeah.
I've told the story on the pod before, but when I had to go at 4 a.m., to 24-hour Walgreens to buy GasX. I mean, I checked out. The person checked me out. I should go, thank you. And then they didn't say anything. And I go, seriously, thank you so much.
Thank you again for what you didn't just do.
We know what's happening here. I'm in my PJs. I rolled out of bed. The gas is so bad. Oh, that's funny.
It's pretty bad.
People on the Ring Doorbell app were like, you guys hear thunder? It's like, no. Just need to get something taken
care
of.
Is there a coyote coming to that guy's house every day? Like, no, it's Jake. He's got a creature like gait.
He looks like, yeah.
Katie commented, as a Katie, I would wear some Katie merch. But the question is, would you spell it K-A-T-I-E or K-A-T-Y? Have similar options. Something to consider. Love the pod. Thank you, Katie. That is an issue with the Katies, because there's a lot of Katies out there, but would it be I'm K Katie, am I proud with all the spellings on one shirt?
That could be funny.
Katie with a K, Katie with a C, K-A-T-Y. Don't run a lot of K-A-T-Ys. K-A-T-Y,
it's a city in Texas, and it's a bug. Katie did.
I think they're last on all the Katies.
Yeah.
They're going to get weaned out.
What about the
C's are crazy.
K-T, you know, just the initials.
Oh.
That's not a thing.
K-T tape.
That's a black man. There is a certain overlap there with basic white girl names and black male names. Courtney.
Got any other ones?
Yes.
Morgan.
There you go.
Good See, job, you guys.
It is a real thing. We don't need to do more examples. We covered them.
Yeah, those weren't the only ones.
See, Katie with the C is crazy. K-A-T-Y. Meh. K-A-T-I-E. Classic. I'm missing some. Is that all of them?
I feel like I saw someone.
K-A-T-E-E or something.
Dumb. No, I was thinking. K-A-D-I-E.
Oh, hard.
That is, yeah, that's true. Katie. The D's in there. That is a trailer trash girl.
C-A-D-Y.
No offense.
C-A-D-Y.
Yeah, that is that's
Is that not catty? I mean.
Okay. C-A-D-D-Y is catty. Related. Who's your catty?
Kathleen.
K-A-Y-T-E-E.
Oh.
K-A-Y-T-E. Ooh. K-A-Y-T-E-I-G-H.
I-G-H.
Utah.
Yes.
K-Tech.
So we're out there. We'll do our research. So thanks for all the comments. And that's all of them.
Appreciate it.
5 out of 5 episode. Would recommend. Thank you, Ancient 68, with the pineapple emoji. Swinger alert.
Yikes.
Oh. Speaking of that.
Queen died.
Mom talk.
I thought she was.
You guys know me. I'm a big TikTok drama guy. We followed the Addison Rae parent debacle, and you may have heard of Mom Talk. It's been a nice Mormon drama over the past really year. So we have a breakdown here. We have a part 1, 2, 3. Could you play a part 1 for us, Derek? Mom Talk. There's these group of TikTokers. Twenty something year old gals that are all, you know, TikTok famous. They're all hanging out, and then it comes out that maybe they're, you know, the main one's getting divorced. It's a whole thing. Let's listen to part one here. Let's dive in.
Frankie Paul and the Mom Talk swinger drama. At the center of the story, we have Taylor Frankie Paul, a Mormon mom from Utah. Her husband, Tate, which, spoiler alert, they end up divorcing at the end of this, actually is the one who convinced her to join TikTok.
Spoiler.
She's known for her family videos, satire skits like Her House is Haunted, but most notably known for her and this woman named Camille starting Mormon Mom Talk. Slowly, their mom group started growing and was joined by a woman named Miranda. Taylor had an ongoing joke with Camille and Miranda basically saying that she was their mom. Obviously, a lot of jokes. But it wasn't long until the Mormon Mom Talk community
obviously
just grew.
So funny.
Fans started growing weary of Taylor Paul Frankie's relationship with her husband, Tate, when she would post things like this. It says, "Aren't you scared he's talking to other girls?" Which she follows up with, "Nah, that's the point of an open relationship."
Oh!
And I mean lots of videos like this. Then in late May of this year, Taylor dropped this video basically saying she was a single mom and getting divorced, and fans couldn't tell if she was being sarcastic or there was some truth into this. After news of the divorce, details started to surface that maybe those TikToks that would seem very sketchy at the beginning had some truth behind them.
Okay.
And follow me for
part. That's part one.
That's pretty good because there's a lot in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one, I was going to get upset because like fans are now speculating about her marriage. I was like, this is so annoying when people like see someone on a screen, they think they know their marriage. And then the very next clip was like, when he's talking to other girls, that's the point. I'm in lingerie. I was like, oh, that's probably enough to speculate on.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We have separate bedrooms. You're like, I'm actually starting to legitimately, I mean, I don't know them personally, but.
They can't be going well for them.
When you fight with your spouse and don't talk for 2 weeks.
It's like, go ahead and speculate on that. Yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah, obviously, a lot of jokes.
So, well, just real quick, I think it's funny that they were trying to build it up, but like, she used to do a lot of fake haunted house videos and mom talk, and now she says she's getting divorced, and fans wonder if she's telling the truth. What if? I think we should probably believe her, right?
Could you imagine? It's like as a comedian myself, it's like, oh, we can't take Dre seriously. And I comment one day, like, guys, I'm going through a horrific divorce. We're like, this guy's always joking around. Comedian. I'm like, seriously, somebody help me. They're like, oh, he's so committed to this bit.
He won't quit. He won't quit.
Oh, so many jokes.
Oh, man. That is good.
When you're a single husband raising this three kids and your life's falling apart. Like, this guy is hilarious.
Gosh, that's so funny how he does that.
You're going like a therapist. The guy's like, I've seen your content, man. You're not going to fool me. No one will believe me. Part two.
This is part two of the Taylor Frankie Paul Mormon mom swinger drama. News came out that Taylor had cheated on her husband Tate with another man from the Mormon community. She allegedly cheated on Tate with this man named Braden, who was married to this woman named McKenna.
So
the story gets even messier because McKenna had ties to a woman named Victoria, who was also part of the Mom Talk community, as pictured here with her husband.
Her husband, Selver.
Huh.
Let's keep going.
Also, Victoria looks like, who's the main girl here? The two bedrooms girl?
Selver. Crazy white baby names. All right, what was the other name?
Well, it's got to be tough for me to keep them straight because they're all have the same name.
Yeah, again.
Pretty similar.
They look Taylor identical. Cheated on, who was her
Paul?
Husband?
Maybe?
No, that was her last name. Oh. Taylor cheated on her husband. Yeah. We'll have to circle back with Braden, married to McKenna. Which was tough because McKenna's tight with Victoria, who's married to Selver.
Yes. And Victoria looks exactly like Taylor.
Yes.
I'm caught up. Mm-hmm. Paul's the last name.
Of this alleged cheating, when Victoria posted a TikTok with McKenna, the wife of the husband who Taylor allegedly cheated with,
mm-hmm.
and someone commented saying, tell Kenna, McKenna, everyone loves her, supports her, and is on her side. And Victoria responds, I will, thank you so much. And Taylor's husband, Tate, completely deletes her presence from his social media. Shortly after that, Camila Miranda unfollowed Taylor, and they publicly say that they're no longer friends with Taylor. Following the events, Taylor then decides to go on TikTok Live to just explain the situation, and I think at that point, everything just goes ablaze. And
really, I would have thought a live stream would be the best way to handle the situation.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk through my cheating.
Let's monetize this a little bit.
Live stream.
Yeah, imagine doing that live stream. Guys, I just want to address the issues with not only the open relationship TikTok I posted, but... the cheating I did. Oh, thank you for the panda. Thank you guys. Hey, let's try to get to 10,000 likes.
Yeah, I still remember.
It was just a trust issue.
Yeah, it's a trust issue.
Guys, keep in that heart. Keep in that heart. I want to see your hearts flying.
Thank you.
He had some stuff in his past, and I had some stuff in mine. Right. And guys, come on. I know we could do it. Come on. Thank you so much.
I can only tell so much on here. So if you want like the full scoop, my Patreon is below. So Selver. Great guy. Married to Victoria, who I look like.
Have you guys ever heard the phrase, silver can be worth more than gold? Well, I was raised on that.
Yeah. Okay, we have one more part here. Let's bring it home. Shout out to this TikToker, really giving us the scoop. She's giving us all...
This is part three of the recap. Of
Amanda Kristen on TikTok. Thanks, Amanda.
The Taylor Frankie Paul Mormon mom swinger drama.
Taylor Frankie Paul.
So where we left off is that Taylor goes on TikTok Live to talk about the situation. Without naming any names, she talks about what happened. She explains that her and her husband, Tate, were soft swingers, which means anything but sex. She stated that they had one rule and that the couple must be present.
Anything.
Just.
What did she say?
Man, they don't have trypophobia. Press the button.
When the swinging Press was the taking button. Place. She admits to cheating by privately meeting up with a man whose wife was intimate with Taylor's husband, Tate. She stated that her friend group had a lot of the swingers in it, including people from Mom Talk. She also mentioned Camille and her husband were not a part of the swinging. And she also mentions that her and Tate are on good terms and are working on co-parenting. Right after Taylor's live, Miranda and her husband Chase go on live to clear the air. Now, people had a hard time believing they weren't part of the swinging group for many reasons. One of the reasons is, long before the news of all the swinging and stuff broke out, there's a video of Miranda pranking Chase. In the video, it's heard Miranda congratulating somebody on their pregnancy while Chase is in the background freaking out saying, is it Taylor? I gotta hide this with my head, but another reason are because of these pictures that were leaked of
happening?
Allegedly Taylor and Miranda in a bathtub.
That's a tough
pictures
birth.
Reek of swinger activity, and they were posted to Miranda's fans only. Miranda claims those pictures were taken years ago before Taylor and Miranda had kids. Which then Taylor takes to Instagram to say, those pics that were leaked of me online were a year and a half ago at a cabin party, not 5 years ago at a bachelorette party. If you continue to spread lies, I will continue to tell truth, and we don't want that, do we? So just a little background why Miranda and Chase were not believed on their... are live, okay. And I will get.
These women are 11 years old.
Oh my gosh.
They just keep switching boyfriends at lunch.
Yeah.
Chase, Sam, Selver, Tate, Brayden, got them all.
Wow.
Miranda and Sam, yeah, I don't think they're a part of it. It's Taylor, Frankie, Paul, Jake.
Taylor, Logan. Jake, Logan, Frankie, Paul.
Yeah. She's just soaking it all in. Very long hair.
They all have very long hair.
I want her to come out with her side of it, like a 45-minute documentary called A Silver Lining. That's what I want to see.
Mm.
We really got to take advantage of this guy's name being called Silver.
But you know what? Poor Silver is like not even part of this, I don't think.
Oh, you don't think?
You don't think? Well, Katie, you haven't seen the second part, which is called Born with a Silver Spoon in His Mouth. We really need to be taking advantage of this name, guys.
Yeah, if you're not first, you're Silver. So I'm sure we'll have more parts of that from our favorite TikToker, but
we will update you guys next week, and we will just put it on a silver platter.
Sounds like they're making their life really simple, not complicated at all.
Yeah, more live streams about your marriage. That's gotta help.
I mean, do they all have like 8 kids? Like, how are the kids doing?
What about the children?
I mean,
can't be good.
I don't know. They're co-parenting.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
Like with the whole group? Like they're all the co-parents?
Yeah, so that's another element of that's what's called hard swinging, where you afterwards you have to raise the child together.
Yeah. I mean
which I don't know if they're taking part of. All right, we're gonna move on from before that gets out of hand. Speak some more do less God bless material. Let's go to this this was a gender reveal. I got sent to a ton. The Buffalo Bills, the first game of the NFL season.
It's a great night.
Skip down there, Derek. Of course I watched, how much fun do you have watching football this weekend?
It was so great that it was back.
It's weird you didn't ask me.
Did you enjoy that it was back?
Oh, I didn't watch it.
The Thursday game, the certain player for the Buffalo Bills scored, ran to the camera and did a gender reveal.
Big man, Spike.
He goes to the camera and yells, "It's a boy."
Wow.
This is a player who was unlikely to score a touchdown.
I'm very curious with the logistics of this. Did he tell his sister, "Hey, every game, you just got to wait by the TV. It'll happen."
She's like, "What if you don't score until like the last week of the season?" I already have the kid being bored. And he's like, "Well, just don't look down there.
Let me hold off.
It worked out really well for him. I guess if I don't score a touchdown, I'm just going to like blindside crack a guy, get a penalty.
And then when the ref is announcing the penalty, I'll get near their microphone and try to yell like, "It's a boy, baby.
It's a boy."
That was his motivation to score the touchdown.
Oh,
that's what he needed.
He talked to the quarterback beforehand.
He needed that like extra motivation.
Yeah. He probably talked to his coaches. He's like, "Listen, coach." I'm sure everyone that was well received. He's like, "Listen, coach."
Yeah.
That was the first game of the season. You could work me into the game plan a little more.
Yep.
My sister, they're back watching the game at
it's not his own child.
At a 54th Street Grill.
It's his sister, I think.
Yeah. It was a,
Okay. It's a little less awesome.
Yeah. They're like, "I have a great idea. Everyone come by. We're going to have a huge watch party for the gender reveal. What are we doing?" It's like, "Well, my brother scores. He's going to yell it in the camera." It's like, there's a lot of moving pieces here.
Yeah.
Your brother's going to score? Oh, I don't know. He's like the fourth receiver on the Bills, so it could not happen. And wait, how is he going to say it? Well, hopefully the camera films him closely after he scores, and hopefully the audio is rolling before they cut to commercial.
Yeah.
So just
and the live edit, hopefully it's on him when he yells that, it could easily... It could have not worked at all.
Yeah. Which I think is what makes it so cool that it did work. It's
very fun. Just keep the camera on me. Keep the camera on me right here. I scored a touchdown.
I run up. "It's a boy."
And then it was just the wrong camera.
Oh, crap. Cut. It's a boy.
We are already on commercial, so you missed
crap.
It.
I'll score another touchdown. Coach.
It wouldn't have worked.
Yeah. You got to know which camera's going.
It is kind of creative.
That's a loyal
by
brother.
Principle.
It's a loyal brother.
Yeah.
You wouldn't do that for your sister. Let's be real.
I feel like it'd be tough for me to score a touchdown on Thursday night football.
I mean, I do. What's realistic?
I'm in the stands, close down.
Uh huh.
buy a camera.
Yep.
Just I run on the field. Someone ran on a field with a pink.
I did see that.
Was that a gender reveal or just being annoying?
It was that same game. I don't know what.
It was a gender reveal.
It might have been.
Maybe in the moment he got fired up and said it's a boy. And then back at home, whoever knew, they're like, dude, it's not. In the moment, he messed up.
We need to send a streaker.
We need to send a streaker.
With some pink smoke to kind of cover it up. That's smart of them that, what was his name? Like Isaiah McKenzie, that he had that contingency plan. You know, that he was like, hey, babe, here's how it's going to work. Actually, he probably didn't call sister babe.
I'm like, well.
That's my big brother. Will you do this for me? He's like, listen, I've been watching a lot of Mormon TikTok, baby girl.
Baby girl.
Listen, so, Frankie Paul.
Everything's confusing. And
they,
I'll do it.
They had that plan in place. I'm gonna score a touchdown, and then I'm going to say it into the microphone. But if that doesn't work, or if I get it wrong, I will send a streaker. His word is Bible. All right? We can trust him. Trust him over what I say in the moment.
And it worked. Yeah, it all worked out. They got what they needed.
The streaker came, pink smoke.
It was a big weekend for people on the field. Did you guys see LSU's fan on the field?
Oh, yes. Yes.
He just walked on and stood there. It was actually a huge... Yeah, look at this, Katie. A huge power move.
Middle of
the street.
Oh my gosh.
If you're listening, he just walks to the 10-yard line slowly and just stands there with his hands on his head. And then the police slowly walk towards him. Like, what's happening?
It's so calm. Oh, he's now it's calm. Now it's calm. For sure.
And then you gotta look. Then this police finally does what? Does what anyone working a football game is dying.
Oh my gosh.
For. Yeah, yeah. He's like, eat the dirt a little bit, man.
Whoa, that got really
intense. That one.
This guy's definitely on like LSD and just shoved his face in.
Yeah. He has no idea what's happening.
Can you imagine in his mind he wakes up the next day and he was just fully convinced he was just walking on campus.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, there's so many people.
Where is microeconomics?
The police walk up and they're like, sir, come here. And he's like, what are you? What did I do?
I'm trying to go to class.
I like to think that's what he thought. I'm late for my exam. Back up. I'd like to think that's what happened. Big weekend for streakers. I hate to. If you ever watch football and there's a streaker, they cut away. Like, we can't glorify the streaker.
You don't know if you're not there.
It's amazing content. Show us.
It's fun to see how quick they are. How quick are the cops? I wish we could live bet on it.
Oh, absolutely. We should live bet. Come on, DraftKings. There's almost always, it's either one of two things. A security guard you can tell was like an all-district linebacker who just lays him out. Or a streaker who you're like, does he need to join the team?
Get him a helmet and some pads. My goodness,
he's so elusive.
Like super bad, but he's the fastest kid in the world.
There was one where Stephon Diggs, an NFL player, just tackled him.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah.
And it's awesome that it's one of those that, like, on paper, he definitely shouldn't be allowed to do and is probably not legal.
And we're just kind of turns a blind
but
eye.
But we're like, we're all in agreement. That's cool.
He's interrupting your work. You can tackle him.
If you're an NFL player listening, there's probably so many. wait, what was that funny?
Hey, Katie, please.
I don't know.
If there's a streaker, just CTE the guy. That'd be amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
Send him back to his college campus mentally. One quick thing on streaker. So, yeah, you said, like, you know, an NFL game, they will cut away from it. They don't want to encourage this. They think this is embarrassing. The TVs won't show it. Pickleball this weekend had their first streaker ever.
It's a very small court.
And it's funny how proud they are that they got a streaker. Everyone is posting about, like, first streaker, guys, we did. We're, like, official now.
We did it. And they had a nice body, too.
I was going to say, that was very close up for everyone.
Yeah, it's so close. Ton of kids in the audience.
It was a pickle.
And, like, and he was in plenty of people's kitchen. I'll say that. It wasn't just the one you saw on camera.
Pickleball jokes. We got them.
But, no, it was weird how encouraging. It would be like if the NFL... Because it was like the PPA. Like
he was circumcised, so no forehand. Keep going. Sorry. Thank you.
Yep.
It would be like if the NFL tweeted out, like, we got a streaker. Look at him. Tons of minors in the audience. We're so proud. I was like, I couldn't believe there was not a single comment. Like, should we be promoting this? Nope. Yeah. Everyone just thinks it's awesome. Pickleball
where was
so
this?
Cringy and weird.
Like a tournament?
Like the big, I don't know where it was, but like the big tournament this weekend, wherever they were at. They got a streaker and everyone's just fired up about it. It's so weird.
Good for pickleball.
There's going to be a lot more now.
I know. Yeah, they just encouraged it like crazy. Yep. It's very weird.
Yeah, maybe an opportunity.
Get your name out
there. If anyone out there looking for an opportunity.
Put your OnlyFans or your Patreon on your chest and just run around. No one's going to care.
Have you played pickleball in a while?
No, I'm on a cold streak. Just, I'll play pickleball with the lady from time to time. We'll double date, do a little pickle.
That's a casual pickle, huh?
Yeah, I haven't played.
Or do y'all get into it?
Rachel's pretty solid. She played high school tennis, went to state. So she's got a good backhand. Not like that. Mm-hmm. Not like that. But not that it's not good.
Right. If
she needed to.
I haven't played in a while. Well, yeah. Why don't you answer the question? No, I haven't played competitive pickleball in a while.
I'm excited. We're playing this week.
Yeah, with the Chiefs guy.
My manager, Jack's coming to town because we're going to the Chiefs game, a Chiefs event. Chiefs. And we're going to play some pickleball with a former Chiefs player. And I'm glad you're there. You're the pro. I'm going to... Any tips you have for me before I get out there? Clothes?
A lot of people are going to... Yeah, be clothed. Mm-hmm. Probably 90% polyester, 10% spandex blend. And then a lot of people are going to tell you to keep your eye on the ball. I want eye contact with the Chiefs player. He thinks he's the alpha male, not against us.
Yeah.
You just stare at him. Let me hit the ball. You just stare at him the whole game.
Yeah, I've been thinking about like 1 in 10 people just like doing a split personality thing. Just see how weird I could be. Maybe this guy.
Don't be yourself.
They'd be like, oh, you got to meet Trey. He's great. They make the videos, their little jokes. And I'll just stare at him the whole time playing. Just stare. Just ruin it for all of us.
Yeah, I was going to say, you won't be invited back, that's for sure.
Every now and then you say something on your breath you can't really hear. Wish we were playing pickleball. All right, your serve.
I wish we could. Let's go find something with a bunch of tiny holes in it. See, you can stare the longest. I got a wart on my foot. You want to see?
Ew.
Anyone have warts?
I got one on my finger.
Mm. Those are pesky little things.
Doesn't look too bad now.
Katie thinks they are basically leprosy.
No,
did
I
have
don't.
One once?
They are contagious.
They are contagious.
But yeah. Like that, like it, because I've had a few in my time get them frozen off. I had one in my hand. Is like anyone I shook hands with, they just walk around looking like Elephant Man.
No, I think you have to have like an open. That it has to touch something like open on your hand. I think. So
I don't know about that. I had a wart like on the right side of my middle finger, and over time, after like a year, I then developed a wart on the left side of my ring finger. So I think like with enough like close contact, like it will spread. But I think you really got to have like your finger in my mouth for me to really see some issues.
Suck on it for a good time.
Ew.
Yeah, just kind of blow pop it.
Okay,
it's a sucker brand.
Continuing on with football, Derek, let's show a little midnight yell. Derek brought this to our attention. Any Texas A&M Aggie fans?
Whoop, gig 'em.
My brother is.
Oh.
Is he?
You're going to like this next part.
Goes there. Yep.
Redhead?
This is a tradition.
Your color.
Texas A&M, the college. So they're the Aggies. Okay, well, how did this tradition start? This, it's some Texas A&M thing. Does anyone know?
They do it before every home game.
Okay.
Every game. So it's not just like a one-off.
Yeah, I won't be able to explain it as well as people who went to A&M, but I know before... Yeah, home games, they do something at midnight on the field, a lot of tradition. There's a ton of tradition at A&M. And I think the reason this tradition has kind of stuck around is I think a lot of like the board members or like boosters, what people who like give a lot of money were like former Yale leaders. Mm. So they have a lot of like history with this position because of like once a year it goes viral for how cringy it is.
Okay, let's see. I think it's like starts in the middle of this video, Derek. There when he starts, we want to see the guy just doing his monologue. Yeah.
You don't want the dancing at the beginning?
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You're right. Let's see what's going on
here. Let's see a little dancing. Hey, here we go, Aggies.
Aggies in general don't scream rhythm. They've got great daily rhythm. Get up.
Yeah.
Sow the field.
Tend to the land.
Harvest.
Their daily
rhythm. Or there's a lot of engineers there, too. Get up. Do some math. Mm-hmm.
Struggle to talk to people.
Oh, wow. This is good dance and music.
How do you get selected to be one of these dancers, I wonder?
Oh, man, they're dancing like it's the 1910s.
Is he wearing a bathrobe?
It looks like the, like, Footloose, like, city.
There's a lot of high and tight cuts, but not in, like, the trendy way. You know what I mean?
Very old-fashioned. Mm-hmm.
Just the way you, like...
Not a cult.
Yeah, not a cult. Okay, this is going to be good.
One of the best 4 years of an Appalachian State Mountaineer's life. The third grade. Hey.
Was he making fun of them?
Yeah.
Army. Army. I got a little story for you, Ags.
What's with the, like,
this is weird
leg thing?
One Saturday night in the dirty city of Boone, North Carolina.
This is their opponent.
Old Rock, the good Ag, walked into a bar. In walked in three huge guys. And they were all wearing some hanky-panky, good-for-nothing, foul-smelling.
Oh, my gosh.
Appalachian.
So, I love there's a sign language person there. She wasn't doing the thing.
It's really weird. So,
hanky-panky, Appalachian State. By the way, Appalachian State beat them.
Yeah, spoiler alert. They got paid like $1.2 million to come play Texas A&M, and then they beat them. It's funny to think that the night before that was happening.
Yeah.
So Texas A&M is trying to scrub the internet of these videos.
Really?
They're copyright striking everything that has them. So
It's like hard to get the full video.
That sounds like they're proud of it.
Wait, sounds like they love their tradition. Of all of the videos of them doing this or just this specific one?
All of them.
There's a few that went viral, had tens of millions of views.
Yeah. I think they just see, it sounds like their days might be numbered. They see the world reacting poorly. It's just tough. You know, this Nathan Drane of the class of 23 wasn't prepared for this moment. He wasn't prepared to perform in front of millions.
I don't know.
They need to find. Surely there's some TikTok kid at A&M who could do a little more something. But
yeah, because I think that's a fun thing to do. Like, I mean, it looks like there's tens of thousands of students who come at midnight to like get ready for the game. That's so fun.
And just make and fun of the other team.
It could be so fun, but it's so lame. Like, have someone up there with like some creative writing skills. And like deliver like a funny address.
Yeah, three guys walk into a bar. You're like, well,
part of the tradition is to redo the same joke. So I looked at this TikTok thread of a guy who went to A&M. He said they purposely redo.
You're right. Now that you're saying it, I'm thinking about it. It feels like their kind of framework every time is the like these guys walk into a bar wearing their school colors, and the story unfolds that, and they came in there ordering frilly little drinks, and we made fun of them, and we ran them out of there, and everyone cheers.
It's Aggies making fun of country people, too. Aggies.
Yeah, which is great.
I'm going to have to ask my brother about this and report back.
That would be good, actually. Mm.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm going to get him on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either way, it's funny that they're like, no, the thing is we repeat the jokes. In what other world does that model work?
Yeah.
I don't know. Are you for real tour?
You can't be so...
Give me the button.
Press it for me. You can't be so proud of these jokes.
I mean, the crowd turns over. School, you keep moving, you graduate, new kids, same thing.
They have the same audience every week.
I think in 20 years from now, I'll update the joke. I'm updating the jokes. TreyKeenan.com/tour. Huntsville, Alabama next weekend.
Yep, then Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully another county fair soon. Maybe in Appalachia State.
We can only hope.
See those hanky-pankies in person.
I do have several gigs now in Salt Lake City.
Really? Like one-offs?
Mm-hmm. Cool. So... we love our Utah community.
Oh, I hope.
Even Tyler, Frankie, Jake Paul.
Yeah, John Cougar, Mellencamp Paul shows up.
Are you talking to her? Or like, how did you...
Wait, yeah.
One of the gigs is for that group of people.
Camille hired you.
And does not involve a microphone.
I might attend.
Okay.
Okay, that's enough.
how much time are we going? How long have we been going?
Hour and two.
We're having some fun.
Wow.
What do you want to talk about next, Jake? Oh, this was kind of funny. The Little Mermaid stuff.
Yeah, so I've been seeing a lot of outcry about outcry, but I haven't seen the initial outcry.
It's a great way to put it. Yeah, that is a great way to put it.
I can't even find the original story. Like, everyone's like, bunch of racist when it comes to the Black Little Mermaid. And I'm like, I don't know who's upset. I don't know. I see that, like, oh, the Little Mermaid's going to be black. Cool. I'm going to just keep on going about my day. I don't know.
People are like, what? They're like, making Little Mermaid black is racist. And we're like, why? And they're like, because it's, you'd have to be able to swim. And then you're like, okay, that's racist. I swear I saw that tweet.
Oh my gosh.
I did see a comment. It was like,
Little Mermaid should be a fair-skinned, red-headed girl. And it was like, what? I mean, it's a fictional story. We need to stick to fiction. Yeah. Come on, what happened to this country?
They're like, it should be a white female swimmer called Leah Thomas.
Well, that gets tricky.
Okay, that'll upset some people too. The Little Mermaid should be Tom Hanks. Everyone loves Tom Hanks.
Ursula should be Korean.
Dude, yeah. I can't. It's one of those that both sides, I don't give it. One side's like, we're so excited it's a black person. And the other side's like, we can't possibly do this. And I'm just like, this gal isn't a good actress.
If she earned the role, she earned the role.
You just, yeah. Because then I saw this prominent like Hispanic actor was ticked that, who was it? Well, the Franco guy, he just got cast to play some like Colombian drug lord or something.
Oh, but he's not Colombian.
So then he's mad like, oh, we have these, you know, non-Hispanic people playing Hispanic roles.
Mm.
But then we went to Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson was black in the Hamilton play.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure he was white. So, I mean, initially it was very confusing because I was kind of like struggling to wrap my head around the, maybe this diverse casting. I was like,
who?
Okay. But I was like, okay, yeah. And I've acknowledged it. I figured that out.
And you
enjoy
it.
He's doing a fine job.
Funny too when it comes to, I'm just now piecing this together right now, but it's funny that all this outcry comes with a job called acting. Right? Yeah. Isn't that crazy? I feel like I'm just realizing this.
Where's her fin feet? Where yeah. are they?
She should be a real mermaid.
If we want a real creature, call Jake Triplett.
Get that crazy little goblin down there.
Otherwise.
I mean, you do have the complexion.
I am fair skinned.
Yeah, that's true. People would be fired up about that.
I have
that.
A lot of little mermaid features.
Yeah.
It's all. Everything has to be a thing. We can't just.
Every tenth word that, you know.
The cartoon mermaid.
Yeah, it just. Because every now and then you get like the controversy will come up like, oh, he's playing a gay character, but he's not gay. But it's a slippery slope because everyone's acting,
yeah.
right?
I saw a World War II movie where a guy played a Nazi and he was not a Nazi.
Right?
That's messed up.
Are they those crazy movies where they have, you know, they're trying to be accurate. So like a white guy is literally saying the N-word.
That's also you're like, tough. It's well, like, I don't know.
Is he saying that on the weekends? I sure hope so.
When he memorizes the script, does he feel weird?
Yeah.
Does he feel weird rehearsing?
I hope it feels right because I don't want it to be acting. Yeah, it makes no sense.
It's a crazy slippery slope here. Everyone's acting.
Yeah.
We, you and I do it.
Django Unchained 2, you better be calling the people of Harrisonville, Arkansas to rally the troops because I don't want anyone acting. So dumb.
Yeah, Trey's not acting when he acts like a girl.
Right.
Yeah. Trey's doing his part. Mm-hmm. He's an advocate for women.
I am.
He's very in touch with his feminine side.
That's right. Mm-hmm. When we meet the Chiefs player, I'm going to act super women-like. No, it's not a bit.
First word, hey, you must be Trey. Hallelujah.
It's Tracy.
Ooh. Oh. The backhand on you. All right, let's get going.
Who was thinking about streaking?
Anybody thinking about it?
So, Little Mermaid. So I forget how Little Mermaid even goes. They're doing, this is the first like human version that's not a cartoon of Little Mermaid. I'm kind of excited to see how they make her swim around and stuff.
I honestly don't know.
Controversy with the CGI. It's not good enough underwater.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, Derek, you really have a little bit more Little Mermaid knowledge than the rest of us.
They're like mad at her. Like, she's not even underwater during this.
Yeah, I knew it.
Get a scuba tank and figure it out.
Yeah.
Oh, is this a preview?
Oh, nice. Oh. Disney 100. Disney, they're just rolling back through the...
Now that looks like water.
Catalog. Oh, that's beautiful.
So far.
Where is she? Ariel.
Don't make any jokes. She's hard to see.
Out of the sea. Oh, that's beautiful. Is that her voice?
Didn't really show much. Oh, there she is.
This, yeah.
Oh, I see.
I get cast me, dude. I am pissed after all.
You said earlier you had a fear of the color gray.
Yeah.
looking pretty gray to me right there. Yeah. I got gray phobia right there.
Where's the lighting?
Yeah, where's the blue? She looks great, though.
Yeah.
She looks great, sounds great.
Okay, Ariel was very redheaded. You would have been a great Ariel.
I know. I have a lot of features of a mermaid. Slippery.
And then Ursula. That's the bad one?
Mm-hmm.
And that? She's the big, huge... Is she like a snail? What
I
is
think
she?
She's an octopus.
Octopus, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
That is a big snail.
So they better go to India to find one of those crazy eight-legged people. Or I'm not watching it.
Oh, my gosh.
I swear they're all in India.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah. Well, remember that eight-legged girl who was in the Guinness World Records?
Yeah, and it's like her tribe calls her, you know, Mbuktu, which means spider woman. You know, it would always be like some offensive nickname for this poor girl who didn't ask for this.
I've never seen a human
really?
Like
I feel
this.
Like I've seen it a couple times.
The girl
times.
With eight limbs, for sure. Lakshmi Tatma, the girl with eight limbs. So thank you again. Again, Trey avoids cancellation by a narrow margin. Nail it. I didn't just stereotype. I knew this. Yeah, this is famous growing up. Yeah, you're right. Lakshmi, which yeah, what is Lakshmi? Her name is Lakshmi Tatma.
I swear, that's like probably her given name. I swear I read an article one time where it was like, the tribe has given her the nickname, yada, 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 and that's like, which means, you know, like crazy freak girl or something. It's like, you couldn't have given her another nickname, like beautiful?
Named after the Hindu god who has four arms.
See? Is that even a compliment?
So I think Lakshmi means that, and then Tatma is times two. But let me research a little more.
I have an equation.
But really, I mean, eight limbs is really amazing. And she, I guess, she had a successful surgery.
What
so
did
I think she's
do?
Still...
Like straighten them out or like remove the ones you don't need?
Eight more, believe it or not.
Tatma, 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 Tatma.
Lakshmi, Tatma, Tatma. But this is quite sad. Like a local circus tried to buy her.
Oh, my gosh.
Right, right. But her parents chose her health.
Her parents.
Her parents chose health over fame.
Negotiated
what this
for
says.
A higher price, and the circus didn't go for it.
She will be signing
so
with the
sad.
Dallas Cowboys. she is now an NHL goalie. It took more than
you should see her on the foosball table.
Yeah.
Gonna get an NIL deal.
Red panda scared for her life. Okay. It took more than 30 surgeons, 27 hours, to not only remove two of her arms and two of her legs, but also rebuild much of her body and save her organs. They said her chances of death were 25%.
Whoa.
It was a very costly ordeal. The hospital's foundation paid, and it was successful. It's amazing. Lakshmi is essentially one half of a conjoined twin without
Whoa.
The sibling part.
Oh.
Ischiopagus.
Whatever happened in the womb for that to form is fascinating. To form like full, like four fully developed elbows and four knees.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
She won. I kind of forgot about conjoined twins. I feel like I haven't seen. I feel like when you were younger, like.
I mean, I graduated. I graduated with like 15 of them.
No, I'm just saying like.
It'd have to be an even number.
Well, 15 Tatma.
I just feel like maybe it's because I was watching more TLC with my mom, but I feel like there were a lot more stories about conjoined twins.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
So she's healthy. She's well. I mean, yeah, we are out of the TLC days. The TLC shows were popping. They'd be like, look at this guy who his feet are tree trunks. And you'd be like, how has this happened? It was fascinating.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever see that movie? Stuck on You. You guys ever see that? It was the movie where they were conjoined.
That was ridiculous. Yeah.
Twins. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It was. Matt Damon.
You think they're going to make part two sometime?
Stuck on Tatma. Matt Damon movie. Good for him.
I mean, yeah.
Eva Mendes.
It is amazing how quickly the PC culture has increased. Like, think of, we're going to make a goofy movie about conjoined twins. I mean, who's pitching that idea?
Yeah, like, and I wonder if, like, Twitter didn't exist, if a lot more would, like, fly. It really seems
I fully
like Twitter.
Believe that. I think, like you said, a very small minority are very loud and aggressive online, and it scares probably me too, included. Not that, not me too. Me as well.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
yeah, because you just get fired up about people. You see these people fired up, and you're like, we can't do it.
Yeah, very vocal minority, probably.
They're just like, yeah, we need a mermaid. This woman has a beautiful voice, good actress. This should be fine. Somehow people are mad.
It's tough to be a casting director these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm looking for, I think it'll be nice. Probably be the best mermaid movie since 13th Year. Remember that?
Didn't see that one.
You didn't?
The Disney movie? Y'all?
Nope.
The Disney Channel original.
Yeah.
Merman.
Yeah.
That's Zoolander.
It's a merman.
Mm-hmm.
Broke down barriers. I never thought it could be a merman. I thought it was for girls.
13th Year is about a male swimming. Male mermaid?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
He discovers he's grew up to be a regular boy, and he starts to grow little fins. He's like, what's happened to me? And they're like, you come from a long line of mermaids, and you're a merman.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And it kind of ends like Free Willy.
They actually borrowed some scenes from Free Willy. It's
mm-hmm.
looks the exact same.
So yeah. Funny family trips. Derek just got back from Bass Pro. Were you at the headquarters?
Of course, yeah.
We Springfield?
Yes.
Let's go.
You said there's a hotel?
There's a hotel next to it. Didn't stay there. We had a reservation and then went there.
Why not?
It kind of smelled like fish.
Like bass?
Are there just like fish tanks everywhere?
There's a bass in every room.
They do have a very impressive like aquarium next to the original Bass Pro. Wonders of Wildlife.
Okay.
Went to it with my grandpa. Okay. So yeah, it's probably pretty fishy smelling. Coyotes probably run around, I would say.
It's too bad.
It's too bad.
You pivoted to like a Hampton Inn or something? Less bassy?
Still some, but you know, less.
Yeah. That's great. Little took the fam to, what'd you do while you're there?
Yeah, we went canoeing down in the Ozarks.
Ooh.
With my 3 and 1 year old, so.
Nice.
Big canoers.
Let me pull up a picture.
They're like, do you have a high seat for the canoe? And they're like, sir, we don't recommend this. Hey, we're doing it. Did they enjoy it?
Yeah, they did.
Good.
They screamed the whole time, so.
Oh.
it's like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
They screamed the whole time. Didn't stop, actually.
They were, like, scared, or?
The last half,
it was, like, whitewater rafting.
I'm not going to say my wife's a terrible driver with the canoe, but.
It went aground a few times. That's like when, I told the story before, I think. When my dad took our sheltered little family to like this redneck river to float on 4th of July. And I swear, people were asking me to like hold their beer bong up for them and it was traumatizing. Oh, it's traumatizing for.
How old were you?
I was like 15, I think.
Oh, that's
like super. I thought you couldn't drink beer until you're 21. Yeah. I didn't think it was possible.
I wasn't allowed to hold one or touch it.
It was just, it took us forever to get through it. Traumatizing.
I don't think I've ever touched a beer bong to this day. Still waiting on that float
trip.
We'll
get one at the studio. I'm sure you're excited. We'll do it at pickleball.
Yeah.
In front of that guy.
With Gehrig.
The Chiefs. We'll bring it to the Chiefs game. Do you have any nightmares vacations, Katie?
The only one that comes to mind was we were at the beach and my parents wanted to take like a ferry ride across this island. And we were all pretty little. My mom was actually pregnant, like very pregnant. And the ferry ride was delayed. It was 100 degrees. We were all outside sitting on metal benches. We were all like 10 and under, just screaming that we were hot. And like my mom was, I think, 7 months pregnant. And I just remember 45 minutes of torture.
Ferry ride.
Yeah.
We went whale watching once and wouldn't recommend. I just kind of got mildly seasick. And then I just saw like a tail like 600 yards away. Like I thought, just go to SeaWorld.
I went whale watching and the whale played with my boat and swam under it. And the boat was an eighth of the size. It was not a big boat.
I didn't see this. I'm not saying I support SeaWorld, but I see why we took him in and kind of trained him how to perform a little
better. Give people a show.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't receive a show at all.
Should have hung out with Katie's whale.
Yeah.
Played with the boat.
Yeah.
Touched the butt.
You all ever been to SeaWorld?
No.
I have done SeaWorld. Mm-hmm. Before they're done with orcas at SeaWorld, is that correct?
I went there post the incident, and they still are there. They're not swimming with them though.
They're on land.
They do come up on land.
They still have orcas at SeaWorld?
They do.
Okay. Yep.
Where is SeaWorld?
I don't think they can just release them.
Florida, right? Orlando.
I guess that's a good point. Maybe they can't really. I feel like the orcas are less of a advertising piece. That was like the center of it. Watch these things.
Right.
But did you ever watch, was it called?
Blackfish.
Blackfish. That was a pretty compelling doc.
I'll check it out.
You guys are going to be in Orlando in a few months here.
Maybe we go to SeaWorld.
Yeah.
Maybe go to
SeaWorld. 3 weeks, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
That would be fun. I might miss a show one night because I'm still at SeaWorld.
No kidding.
Get splashed on.
They have roller coasters.
They're awesome roller coasters too.
Yeah.
Ooh.
They have a giant jungle gym that I got on as a 15-year-old and was so scared. It was so high up that I was paralyzed in fear and couldn't move.
Do like, is it safe? Can kids drop to their death?
No, it's like one of those nets, you know, that you climb through,
oh, that's
but
fun.
It's at the highest point, and I agreed to go with my youngest brother, who was the appropriate age for this, but I was like, I should go instead of my parents, and then I got scared up there.
Right, because of all the holes in the net?
Because of the holes in the net!
Yeah, it's scary.
That'll happen. Okay, let's get to a segment. This is one of my favorite all-time segments for Correct Opinions. It's been too long, so I want to bring it back. It's the dramatic reading.
Mm.
Anyone remember these? Oh, they can't talk to us, can they?
I do. I remember.
Yeah.
There. I don't remember.
Show me.
Oh, I need Derek, could you give me some copyright free instrumental dramatic music?
Dramatic.
Send these, any of you. So what dramatic reading is, I'm going to read through some of the most annoying over the top captions. We all know what I'm talking about. Send them to the Correct Opinions Instagram. I have a little Monday reminder for us. I think we could all use that.
Just
we're recording
time.
This on a. Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah. Keep that up.
Mermaid back.
Monday reminder. Make a habit to surround yourself with people that are aligned with your goals. That support you.
Okay.
Accept you for who you are. Help you grow. Push you. Challenge Toy to be your best. Imagine that's a typo. That leaves you feeling incredible. This weekend, I spent with thousands of aligned souls after 8.5 years of growing my business.
Whoa.
I've never known another community as amazing as this Arbonne community.
Oh my gosh.
I laughed till I cried, cried till I laughed, and left feeling full up and ready to continue chasing goals to help more people on this journey of life.
What does it mean to be full up?
Yeah, and what does that mean?
You'd never understand. Comment dreams below if you are ready to chase yours too. Let's go to the comments. 0 comments.
No!
Hashtag chase your dreams. Hashtag keep going. Hashtag live the life you love. Hashtag healthy habits by Haley. Hashtag surround yourself with positive people.
You think the typo made people not want to comment?
Challenge toy to be your best. What could that mean?
Full up.
Oh,
I've never
this weekend
felt
made
full.
Me full up. What?
Like you went to a buffet?
Yeah.
What happened?
Did you go to Zinzetti's? I like some comment. They said, you know what? I don't love that Trey, what Jake chose to do on his birthday is go to full bone buffet. And Trey acted like he was too good for that place.
Oh, I didn't see that comment.
Mm-hmm. And whoever commented it, I am. full up.
I wonder if I've ever been full up. Maybe it's happening right now.
I wonder if I should spend my Monday with you guys. That's what made me think.
Challenge toy to be your best.
That is quite the caption. So she, I'm assuming it's she, said she spent the entire weekend with thousands of people with the same aligned goals.
Souls as well.
Oh, aligned
their
souls with the same
were
goals.
Aligned goals, souls were aligned as well.
The goals, souls. That seems hard to know concretely that you have the same
goals.
Are
our souls aligned?
I don't know.
What do you think you're, like, how would you describe your soul? Let's see if ours line up.
Okay.
Think one word to describe your soul, and we'll see if ours line up, okay?
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Yellow.
Hard.
Mm, see, it's not that aligned.
Yeah.
Yellow and hard.
Well,
it's hard to describe a soul in one word.
Yeah.
But we were pretty far off.
Okay.
That is quite the capture. That is so annoying. Unfortunately, you see stuff like that quite a bit with women who are wrapped up in these businesses where they go to conferences and they all get the same copy pasta. And then, like, make sure you have a call to action at the end. Comment a number and I'll DM you. That we see it all
right.
The time.
Or you see a lot of phrases that be like, the world is better with you in it.
With like, toy what? In it.
Yeah. Yeah. With toy in it. It's like, you can't, is it?
You don't even know who was reading
right.
this.
What if Vladimir Putin stumbles upon, because he's, you know, he's a businessman, maybe he wants to see what this Arbonne's all about, and he's reading it. He's like, you know what? Thank you. Yeah. I've been getting a lot of heat lately, and I am making the world a better place.
Kim Jong-un's got some good hair. He probably would like some Arbonne shampoo. Mm-hmm. He's reading your caption. Next thing you know, he's like, world's better with you in it. He's like, huh. You know what?
You know what?
Right. Give me the nuclear codes.
Keep them locked down. Give me the nuclear codes.
Why not? Thank you for that inspo.
Cue music.
Oh, we got a part two.
One of the things I love most with my Arbonne business is getting to share what makes Arbonne so different, so special, and so set apart.
So far, it sounds really different.
Did you know that we are a 42-year-old company founded in 1980?
Math checks out.
Mm-hmm.
Did they need both of those numbers in there? In case you're reading this in the future, someday.
Two score plus 2 years. 21, Tatma. Doing the same things, right? Doing the same right things from the beginning and getting even better? I always say, we haven't jumped on the bad bandwagon. We are the bandwagon.
Okay. Wait.
We empower people to flourish with sustainable, healthy living. Improving mind, body, skin. Where's the soul?
Give me the soul.
We believe in a holistic approach to beauty, health, and well-being, focusing on the whole person to flourish inside and out. Our philosophy embraces the connection between a healthier mind, strong body, and beautiful skin.
No soul again.
Mm-hmm. Vegan, cruelty-free, formulated, gluten-free. No more wheat in your skincare products. Thanks to Arbonne.
Just in time.
Plant-based ingredients, high clean standards, co-developments with experts, scientific testing, no beagles. As a company and as a community, we're grounded by these three pillars to guide our efforts. Empowerment, transparency, sustainability.
Only three pillars? A lot of people are doing way more pillars than that.
Yeah.
Look at Islam.
We've got your back. We're inclusive and welcoming with a we got your back attitude, and we seek to inspire community to uphold the same values.
I think my favorite part was where they were like, you know how there's kind of this stigma that like MLMs are all kind of the same and they're like a pyramid scheme. We're not hopping on the bandwagon. People are trying to join our pyramid scheme.
Right.
We started the pyramid scheme.
We started it.
People are trying to be like us.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
We are the bandwagon.
We are the pyramid.
Close to like a halftime speech at a football game.
It was a little bit.
Got me fired up.
People say circle the wagons. How are you going to do that without a band?
Let's pray.
Eyes on Coach Jones.
There's your dramatic reading. Thank you all so much. As always, for listening, we'll wrap it up here. Thank you, Jake, Katie.
You're welcome.
We'll try to. Eventually, we'll get our souls aligned. One word, describe your soul. One, two, three.
Steadfast. Holes. Dang it.
Subscribe. get tickets. We'll be out on tour soon. And thank you all, Recties. We'll see y'all next time.
Have a good week.
Oh. I really like cone.
What do you like? Nice.
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 Nice. Direct opinion.